That was once a strange sound. It can now be heard on the streets, in your neighborhoods, in your cities. It's the sound of coping and seething, and I love it because we're winning. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, May 11th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. The story of the past century of American life has been the steadily growing power of the government and the steady loss of individual liberty in response to that power. Today, almost all of the power over your life seems to be held in Washington, D.C. or in your local state capital. That's why they can take away your ability to earn a living if you refuse to get a gene editing shot that you don't want because you know it's deadly. That's why you can get thrown in prison for worshiping God the way that you want to, or for hosting people in your own home, or for protesting in support of the presidential candidate of your choice. But one of the most sinister and evil ways the government exerts control over our day-to-day lives is through the ironically named Child Protective Services. CPS is a tool of the government that they can use to take away your children. Or so they say. They do it for days or weeks or forever if they don't like the decisions that you're making as a parent. Or maybe it doesn't have anything to do with those decisions. CPS was supposed to protect children from being physically abused. That's the lie that we have been told since the organization's inception. But now CPS often does the opposite. It enables physical abuse, sex abuse, and much worse. All over the country, abuse is routine in the foster care system. But it can be even worse than that today. In California or Oregon or Washington State, CPS will intervene and take a child out of the home if teachers or psychologists arbitrarily decide this child should be transitioned to the opposite sex by receiving invasive surgeries and having their body mutilated. Make no mistake, our social workers, our public school teachers, our librarians, our child psychologists, all of them are after our kids. Maybe these people could be trusted 20 or 30 or 50 years ago. But something has gone terribly wrong. The people who work these jobs have had their brains taken over by some sort of an ideological parasite. It makes them insane. It makes them dangerous. You have seen this parasite in action. It's why young women who are social workers or first grade teachers are obsessed with LGBT acceptance and gay pride. It's why these jobs are increasingly filled with actual depraved transgenders and non-binaries. It's why your local public library is having drag queen story hour. It's why the children's section is full of filth promoting child transgenderism and critical race theory and every other left-wing obsession that you can possibly imagine. I want to be clear. These people, again, they are after our children. This poison cannot reproduce itself naturally. It teaches people to practice homosexuality and mutilate their genitals, and it drives them to drug addiction and suicide and an early grave. They can't replenish their numbers by forming healthy families because it's impossible for them. They can only reproduce by stealing away the children of other people. And this cancer can only survive by cannibalizing whatever is left of normal, functional society. They've created an entire demonic system to enable this. It's a demonic system erected by Satan's minions themselves. A message sent seemingly directly from hell. It's designed to steal children when they're only a few years old, then groom them, addict them, molest them, mutilate them, rape them, and eventually kill them. There are millions of well-meaning parents who are conservative and Christian who simply aren't paying attention to what's happening around them. They have no idea that this is even a thing. Admittedly, I did not know. Until recently. People think that this is still the country that they grew up in decades ago, or even the one that their parents and grandparents grew up in, but it's not. And if they don't wake up, if we don't wake up, we will see our children turned against us and then destroyed. It's horrifying and sad to see, but it happens all the time. Parents thoughtlessly just send their children to public schools or let them watch Netflix and the Disney Channel, and then they wake up one day only to discover that their children have been raised to hate God and hate their parents and hate their bodies and hate themselves. I know this is terrifying, but we have to be honest about what's happening. We can't lie to ourselves while the evil one and his minions prowl this country seeking the ruin of souls. Whether they know it or not, our enemies worship Satan. And when they feel a threat to this system, they wail like demons. That's why they're so furious about Roe v. Wade getting overturned. This is far more than just some political battle. This is a contest. This is a war between good and evil. And they are on the side of evil. And the forces of evil can't abort children in the womb. They just do the next best thing, and they try to lure them from their families and then convince them to mutilate themselves and destroy their lives with drugs and depraved sexual practices. Decades ago, we allowed our government to create child protective services to guard children against abuse. But today, CPS has become a tool of the abusers. Here at the Stu Peters Show, we have told you that for as long as we are on the air, we will be a platform to follow God and the truth. Everywhere we can, we will bring about massive action on the side of righteousness. On this show, we've exposed hospitals mistreating their patients for the crime of being unvaccinated. And we've exposed hospitals trying to take children away from their families. We saw this firsthand with baby Cyrus in Idaho, and we saw it more recently even with baby Tempest in Texas. But there are thousands of other cases just like this across the country. It's shocking. Cases where children are taken away from loving family members and made wards of the state so they can be passed through an abusive foster care system or given to entirely new families where abuse levels can be off the charts. We recently sat down with baby Cyrus's family for an emotional and very personal tell-all interview. When I left that interview, I had a lot of questions. Many of those questions remain unanswered. But since my return, I have spent hours upon hours upon hours with my face in the computer and in books and in statutes, digging to find answers. Because I'm dedicated to finding the truth about CPS. And when I find the truth, it will be exposed. And finding the big picture truth starts with telling individual stories, because the truth is nothing but millions of small stories put together. My first guests have certainly quite the story to tell. Jamie Tweet has 5 grandchildren, but one of those 5 grandchildren has been stolen by CPS. Jamie's daughter Lindsay had her son taken away. Now he's on the verge of being given away through adoption. Jamie says that CPS basically bragged to them. "This is Alabama, ma'am. You're going to have a really hard time getting your grandson back." Lawyers the family have spoken with say that the state isn't even following the written law on this case. But it doesn't matter. The family is on the verge of being split up forever thanks to the conniving terrorism and lawlessness of CPS. We should probably call it CAS, Child Abduction Services. Jamie and Lindsay Tweet join us now. Sorry for what you both are going through. Just for full disclosure here, you did have an addiction issue. You worked through it. You were clean, 2 years clean, at the time that all of this started. How did it start?
They showed up at my house after leaving business cards that I didn't answer. I let her see my son. I let her see my house. And I asked her to kindly leave because I had an interview to go to. She didn't want to leave. And I told her, well, she couldn't come back unless she had a warrant. She then returned with a police officer while I was gone, broke into my house because there were doors open that shouldn't have been opened. There were locks locked that I didn't have keys to. So 2 weeks later, a different investigator came to my house with a code enforcement and a police officer blocking my car in my yard. They asked to see my son. I again showed them my son, let them, he was eating breakfast, watching TV, and asked him to go inside because he didn't need to hear the details of what they were going to ask me. And I just explained to them kindly, you know, I have no problem cooperating. Just get the warrant, get it signed off on the judge, and I'll do whatever the judge wants me to do. And at which point they asked to see my son again. And when I went to tell him to come step to the door, six police officers attacked me. They were Valley police officers in Alabama, attacked me and arrested me for obstruction of government operations and resisting arrest.
They took you as a female. They just tackled you. They jumped all over you. They used force to intimidate you and they took your child.
I asked if I was being arrested or detained. And at first you said, no, but I can. And then when I called my son to come to the door, six of them attacked me.
So they put her in jail. No charges were ever filed.
Well, they charged the file. They dropped it before there was an arraignment. I gave them my mother's and my sister's contact information because they had custody of my son during prior cases that I had won, and they never called them.
There's a lot deeper stuff going on here. All kinds of corruption. We saw in your email about the judge doesn't even have jurisdiction here. Completely ignored a whole lot of, tell us about this.
So after 3 years, so in June of 2020, I won a jurisdictional hearing. The prosecution conceded they didn't have jurisdiction to do any of this because I hadn't lived in Alabama, but just a couple months. And the last place that had jurisdiction was Troup County. And I have the paperwork to show it. So they conceded that they didn't have jurisdiction. And we had gone to three different counties in Georgia, not 100% sure which one was supposed to exercise the jurisdiction, but none of them wanted it because DHR and their attorneys and the guardian ad litem had beat us to it.
And they acknowledged that they didn't have jurisdiction. Isn't that right?
They acknowledged that in September of this past year.
But they did what they did anyways. They took your child anyways.
They didn't have jurisdiction and they kept him. And during this time frame,
we waited until 2021, almost a whole year before, 7 months before our first jurisdictional hearing in Georgia. And they were supposed to immediately have informed Georgia that they had custody.
And what have you heard about Ian since? I mean, where is he now? And
they won't let me see him. They won't let me talk to him. They won't send me a picture of him.
Okay, and let me just back up. Within the first year of them having him, this child was acting out because, of course, he was ripped from his family. He's 5 years old, was ripped from everyone. They put him on antidepressants, Prozac, all these drugs to control him, to make him forget and to get him under control.
And they won't show me where he needed it. They won't give me the paperwork.
I mean, they did this without any parental. They've drugged him. And I've been fighting ever since. They won't let grandma have him. I mean, I've lived in the same house for 25 years. I got a great job. I previously had custody of him. They requested a in-home study from Georgia. Georgia did it and Georgia denied me. I was like, well, that's not right, because I previously had custody of him. So the manager here in Georgia contacted Alabama and said, we need to redo this. Something's wrong here because she had custody of him. Alabama denied the request to reopen the home evaluation.
You've been going through this thing on your own financial accord. You haven't put up a fund, GoFundMe or a Give, Send, Go or a crowdfunding or anything. It's been draining you. You've been through four lawyers. You're spending tens of thousands of dollars to fight this thing. If you would have been a regular run-of-the-mill middle-class woman, your daughter would have already lost Ian. You would have already lost your grandson indefinitely. But now what's coming up next Thursday?
The trial to terminate my rights.
He's got an entire family here who wants him, and they're going to terminate her rights. And we'll never see him again.
By current foster parent. That's the case plan, adoption by current foster parent.
There's even more to this. There's a woman who happens to have red hair like your son, who is actively pursuing your son for adoption.
Since the beginning.
What do you mean since the beginning?
Since the very beginning. Like she lived in the same town. It's almost like she followed Lindsay. Like she lived in the same town in Georgia. And then Lindsay moves to Alabama. She moved to Alabama. Like it's not coincidental here. She works for the government. It's like.
Wait. She works for the government and she moved from Georgia to Alabama when you did?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, they just found that out. I didn't know that.
Is that coincidence or what?
No, like, it isn't. There's a whole lot more to this. This woman who works for the government who has red hair and your son has red hair, I am convinced, I know it in my spirit, I can feel it right now. She has specifically hand-selected your son and is chasing and pursuing him so that she can take him. Yeah, CPS is a child trafficking operation. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, that's who he lives with and that's who plans on adopting him. And, you know, my attorney is like, wait a minute, you know, isn't she just supposed to be for placement? Like, why? Why does she, you know, when a child goes into the system, it's just supposed to be temporary, right? But she's been grooming him to get him from the get-go. And can I just say this about CPS, DHR, all of them? Aren't they supposed to be about family reunification? Their job is supposed to reunify, bring families together. They've not done any of that in this case, not one bit.
I have two other children that live with my mom right now because we don't want them mixed up in Alabama who haven't been able to see or talk to their brother in over 2 years.
But you're their legal guardian, right? I mean, they're not contesting the fact that you're able to be their legal guardian, their mom. You have custody of those children. So this isn't about you being an unfit parent. This is about Ian and somebody spotting Ian and saying, I want that child. That's what this is. And CPS, no, they're not about reunification. That is what we have been told for decades. It is a lie. The lie has been perpetuated by the media. It's been perpetuated in school with social workers and with the police. I'm telling you this right now. I have tried to debunk the theory of my own, the conclusion that I drew with Diego Rodriguez in Idaho when I sat down with him to interview baby Cyrus's family, that CPS is running a child trafficking operation. They are doing it unequivocally. I would invite any CPS person to come on this program and prove me wrong. Prove that you have the charter or the legal authority to remove kids from the home. I'm telling you right now, unequivocally, I am not wrong. I am right. I am 100% right. CPS does not have the legal authority to remove any kids from the care of their parents. And if there's an emergency situation where you're going to be arrested or where there's imminent great bodily harm or death that's present and they have to save that child, they can temporarily, the police can temporarily save that child from that situation and then reassign to the next of kin or to a family member. They know who you are. They know who your family is. They can do that. CPS does not have the legal authority, the charter, to do any of this. We have been duped for years to believe that they can. I'm telling you, look into Title 42, look into the laws. I'm going to continue looking into it. I'm just not prepared right now to go public with all of this. I'm working on it. But there's not a CPS person in this country, I guarantee you, that will come on this program and argue with me that they have the legal authority to do this because they know that they would be lying. And they know that we will shine a light on this.
My grandson was a paycheck to those people. It's government funding funded child trafficking.
His father passed away during all this, and they now collect his Social Security check.
This is not government funded. The government is not a for-profit business. This is taxpayer funded. That means that you and me and everybody else that works their ass off every single day is funding the abduction and trafficking of your child and millions of others just like him.
Yeah.
And we're not going to stop until we fully expose all of this. There's a lot more to talk about on your case. And we're going to have you back again. As soon as next week, I will talk with our executive producer to see how quickly we can get you back on. This is extremely important. So on Thursday, you have court. They're going to try to strip you of your rights to your child permanently.
Chambers County, Alabama.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Who's the judge presiding over this?
Judge Milford, Calvin Milford.
Do you have any other names?
Myron Calvin Milford Jr. is the judge. He's the district judge of Chambers County. Gregory Board is the prosecuting attorney. Susan Harmon is the guardian ad litem.
Can I just say this? We were at a court. I've been fighting every step of the way. We were at a court hearing one time where the attorney for the DHR CPS workers literally looked at my attorney and said, you know, this would all be over if grandma wouldn't keep hiring attorneys.
Yeah.
That's my grandson. You think I'm going to roll over and just let y'all steal my grandson? No, he's ours. He's ours.
He is. And he'll be back in Jesus' name. I promise. God wins. God already won. God bless you both. Thank you for mustering the strength to be here. We're with you. This whole family is with you. And they're going to hear from the Stu Peters Show family. Jamie, Lindsay, God bless you. Thank you. If you couldn't keep up with the contact information as we displayed it on the screen, it'll be in the video description on Rumble, the Stu Peters Network. It'll also be at stupeters.com. Keep Jamie and Lindsay and Ian and that entire family in your prayers. But equally as important, make your voices heard. That's what this platform is all about. Moving the ball. We can do it. We've done it. We've seen it time and time again. We've saved lives. We've returned kids. Make your voices heard. It only works if we're all doing this together. They're coming after our kids. And if her mom didn't have money, she would have already lost Ian. No question about it. They would have drained her and taken Ian right away. And they're coming after your money. That's why I'm pulling all of my money out of the bank and investing in physical gold and silver. If you have 50 grand or more in your savings or in your 401k or IRA, whatever you've worked hard for, you need to protect it with physical gold and silver. My good friends over at Gold Co. can help with all of that. Call 855-647-1372 right now. These are my good friends at Gold Co. They'll give you up to $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account right now. Gold Co. has already helped thousands of Americans to protect themselves, protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes, and yes, government theft. Don't wait. Call them today. 855-647-1372. One more time. 855-647-1372 for Gold Co.
Have you noticed there is something very wrong with the modern day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's male.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit keystolife.shop. Get your manhood back today.
When she's not appearing on this program, Dr. Arianna Love is doing what she can to help the thousands, no, millions of global citizens who are suffering from the effects of these shots that our medical establishment rushed out and then forced onto countless people under the threat of losing their jobs. One of Dr. Love's patients is a young woman called Vernetta. Vernetta's just 30 years old, healthy. But right now, she's completely unable to work after receiving the Moderna shot. Vernetta believes that synthetic biological creatures have been growing inside of her. She sees them in her stools. She's been coughing them up. She's been throwing them up as well. She says that she can feel them crawling under her skin and around in her brain. Even worse, besides losing her ability to work, Vernetta has also been abandoned by her family completely and now is facing homelessness. She does have a Gibson Go account, which we will link below this video on Rumble, as well as stupeters.com. Please consider helping her if you can. Dr. Arianna Love is with us now to discuss this in greater detail. So I'm assuming that her family has abandoned her because she's crazy, right?
Exactly. Yeah, they don't understand what she's going through. And there's cognitive dissonance and they're not helping her.
Maybe you can give us a better understanding of what it is that your patient is going through.
Okay, so she's my client. As a naturopath, I have clients, not patients. But anyway, it's U.S. government rules. But
I'm just a bounty hunter and I'm all of a sudden on TV. So forgive the vernacular. Client.
Yeah, well, I could get in trouble if I use the wrong words.
I get
words,
it. But What anyway, is Vernetta dealing with?
So she's been, well, she had a Moderna shot and from, it's a horror show. I mean, she's been in treatment. She didn't have my protocol at first. She had CDS. So she was using that. That's chlorine dioxide. It's the hydrogen and oxygen redox molecules. And they work, but they're slower acting. And it was causing her to vomit and throw up. I mean, she was sick all through the night, but she had to combat these things that were growing inside of her. And she had them coming out in her stool. And, you know, we could see those hydras, they're white with tentacles and they're swimming around and lots of them, thousands of them. And also some weird organoid that came out. It looked like an organoid. It was still moving. It was bizarre stuff. She spit something out once that had, it was dead, but it had a tentacle. And it's hard to explain these things. And then also something came out one night that she took a picture of. It was the size of her hand, and it had this tail on it, looked like a reptile tail or something. So these things look like synthetic biology. She says she can feel them crawling inside of her skin. She can see them under the skin moving. There's been this one thing in her head, and you could see she had this pouch that formed on her forehead, and it was black. It was like dark black blood, and yet it was moving. And she said she could feel it moving all the way around her head, and she felt like it was clamping on her head, and it would move around. It would keep her awake at night, scared her to death. And she finally, when she got my protocol, and it for the first time, it went silent. And she said it moves very rarely, but we were getting better progress with my protocol, but she needs help to afford it. So I thought, Vernetta is a lovely young lady. She's 30. She had a life going for her, and now everything has been destroyed. And she's a, very good Christian lady. And I'm trying to help her.
You've seen these things. I mean, you've studied this stuff. You've looked at the patents. This is real, isn't it? I mean, this is actually happening. People don't really want to believe that. There's a lot of people who would say, you're crazy, you're nuts. There's people that are going to say, I'm nuts for having you on this program and spewing this kind of rhetoric. But this isn't a conspiracy theory at all, in your opinion.
Right. I have multiple clients, same thing, similar things. Horror stories. It's going on. It's real. They say that there's things crawling in their head. They say that there's things trying to clamp onto their body. It moves around. It moves fast in their body, and they can feel it. And it's. I mean, I believe them. And it's not just me. It's other doctors. When I talk with the medical doctors for COVID ethics, and people in the group, they're experiencing the same thing.
There's MDs that are admitting that this is happening to victims of these bioweapon shots?
Not publicly, but yeah.
Well, why not? Right. Why aren't they saying it publicly?
I don't know, but I'm sure they see things. I'm sure they say things. I can't say. Maybe they are afraid of losing their license. I don't know. I can only make assumptions.
I don't really give a damn about their license, I mean, I'm getting so frustrated hearing that. Dr. Malone was over here saying the same thing. I can only tell you some of the truth, but not all of the truth, because otherwise they'll take my license. These people are beholden to the almighty license instead of bowing before almighty God and doing the right thing among other Jesus-loving Christians, fellow humans. That is not justification for staying quiet. I could have continued being a bounty hunter. I was providing for my family, doing quite well, actually. Little to no stress other than, the daily confrontation of people with guns who wanted to do anything that they could to keep from going to prison for raping somebody. Sure, of course. But this is a whole lot more stressful than that even. And now my family is being attacked. Somebody's tried to kill me twice by having me swatted. Look, I'm not here because I want accolades for that. And I'm not looking for an attaboy or a pat on the back. But where the hell is everybody fighting alongside of me? I mean, you're here. Dr. Ruby's here. We have the occasional people coming through. But if there are MDs and doctors that are out here not saying what they know because of their license, then they are the enemy of the people and they should be locked up. These people should be prosecuted and tried for crimes against humanity. These people who are staying quiet are equally as guilty as the people who manufactured, intentionally released the bioweapon virus out of Wuhan, China, and then brought in these shots. Am I the only one that feels like this, Dr. Love?
I feel like you do. I feel like you do. But I know there's good people working behind the scenes and they feel they can be more effective that way. There's some people like that. I mean, it's a mix. And everybody has to make that judgment call for themselves. Me, I'm all in. I'm all for the truth.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know how working behind the scenes and cowardly staying quiet is helping anything. It's BS is what it is. It's a cop out and it's an excuse because they're scared for themselves. They're thinking only about saving their own necks. Vernetta has a Give, Send, Go account, which we're going to link below the video on Rumble. It's also at stupeters.com in case you're watching this video on some other platform. If somebody shared it, grabbed it, screen recorded it, which we encourage, by the way, we don't have any problems with that. We want the word getting out everywhere. We are down to do that. These MDs that are not are shameful. Dr. Love, thank you, by the way, for being all in and for introducing, you know, treatments and for giving people hope in times like this, because our real hope lies in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is almighty, powerful, who conquered death itself and died on the cross to save us. God wins in the end. Dr. Love, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
These people need to speak up. I'm not going to apologize for saying what I said either. It's complete BS. All right. So, you know, I hear a lot of people complaining about waking up in the morning and instantly wishing that they just had another hour of sleep. They hit the snooze button, hope the next time that they hear the alarm goes off, that they'll feel more energized. A lot of people have those mornings. The worst part is trying to turn your brain on to keep up with the demands of the day. Maybe you didn't get enough sleep or you have brain fog for whatever reason. Maybe your energy is low. You just can't concentrate. Bioweapons floating around all over the place. Maybe you feel distracted, like you're not getting enough done. If you want to say goodbye to those bad days for good, go to dominanceondemand.com right now. Dominanceondemand.com. Imagine having control over how you feel and being able to turn on your brain within 10 minutes of waking up without coffee or caffeine. Simply just flick a switch and turn on your brain within 10 minutes of waking up in the morning and be totally engaged, totally focused, upbeat, productive, no matter what gets thrown at you. Go to dominanceondemand.com right now and check out the products. I've been taking them for 2 months. I see a huge difference in my daily activity, my memory, all kinds of different things. There's a little quiz that you can take, a little test, a little informational thing that you can put in there. It'll spit out exactly what you need to see about yourself. Go to dominanceondemand.com right now. Be dominant. Be on demand. Be ready to go. Go to dominanceondemand.com.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
I look forward to Wednesdays for a lot of reasons. First of all, we're halfway through the week. I can't wait to spend the weekend with my kids and do like fun stuff. The temperatures are 90. It's muggy. It's humid. I want to get into the swimming pool. I want to play baseball, all of those things. But I also love it because it's time for Ask Dr. Jane. It's brought to you by MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com/stew, S-T-E-W, like the stuff that you eat. And then use promo code STU, double up on your savings. Mike is doing buy one, get one free on like 15 different products right now. I'm looking at you, Dr. Jane, on the rubies here, Dr. Jane Ruby on the screens, on the monitors around here. And it looks like you want to say, like, you're shocked that he's offering these buy one, get ones or something. Or was it the swimming pool?
No, I'm shocked. Enjoy the swimming pool. Stu, I've got a stunning breaking story. I'm going to get into more detail with it with Mr. Richard Hirschman. You remember he was the one who, the 20-year board certified embalmer that came forward. A few months ago, he came forward again. He had some shocking new things. These white fibrous clots are even larger. They're coming out of all kinds of vessels in the body. But the shocking news that he just broke, and that you'll hear him talking about more when we see him, when we run the show, is that he put some of these pieces of this white fibrous clot material in vials. And he came back a couple of days later to add some other materials. He puts them in formalin in little plastic containers. He puts them in a lab refrigerator. And when he came back 2 or 3 days later, they are 3 to 4 times the size.
And what substance did he put in the vials with this?
Formalin, which is a common preservative. But listen, this is outside of a human body. It's outside of any living force. And it calls to mind self-replicating nanoparticles. Look, we've often thought that people were reacting to the shots and their bodies were in a high inflammatory state and they were making these fibrous things, right? With white blood cells, possibly. We don't know yet. We don't have a chemical composition. But the disturbing thing is that when he put these in containers, he's now photographing them every day to see differences. But in 2 days, these two particular ones that he shows on the show, we're going to show it on the show tonight, have tripled and quadrupled in size on their own in formulin with nothing else in there. Self-replicating nanoparticles. Remember Fauci's testimony before the House Energy Committee in December 2019?
Yeah. And these are from a jabbed person.
Pretty much. He's a floating trade embalmer. So he's not working in a funeral director capacity where he would sit down with the family, have full access to the records, but he has gotten some information piecemeal and the majority of people have been jabbed.
Coming up next on the Stu Peters Show, directly after Ask Dr. Jane, we're going to be speaking with Ananda, who is a board certified practitioner who says that she has experienced passing blood clots that are the size of her fist. And she's not vaccinated. She's at pure blood, but because of her practice, she's been around a lot of vaccinated people. So we're going to talk to her about that. We'll look forward to your show immediately following this one on the Stu Peters Network and at StuPeters.com. Ask Dr. Jane. Donna says, Dr. Jane, with summer approaching, do you feel it's safe to swim in the same pool? And we're talking about pools again. Hey, I got to go swimming. I'm out of here. Is it safe to swim in the same pool with the jabbed?
Look, I don't make recommendations. Everybody's got to make their own decisions. But let me just say this. You're talking about a chlorinated or a salinated pool. Most elements can't survive in there. With that said, as we know, I reserve judgment a little bit because these materials that we know of in the jab people are synthetic. They're made in a lab. They're not organic materials. But for now, I'm not going to stop living my life. I'm going to enjoy the family, you know, get-togethers around a pool. So that's the best answer I could give you now. And I would say go for it.
Yeah. Also, by the way, the sun kills 99.9% of everything that can make you sick as well. That's a message to all of you idiots that are still out here wearing masks outdoors. Donna says, has there been any more news about snake venom contamination? And why is there no more talk about it?
Well, I would say, Donna, that there's actually a lot of talk about it. There's a lot of investigation going on in the background. Dr. Artis himself, I know, is daily on as many shows as he can get on to explain the data, the articles, and the information. So you just need to do a little more digging online. I don't know, Stu, if you've got any updates on that, but I know he's, and there are a lot of other people now.
The purpose of Watch the Water was to instigate more investigation among qualified individuals like scientists and doctors and microscopy experts and researchers. We introduced his theory. That was the purpose of this. And I'm hoping that it's spawning that and it's looking like it is. You do have to do more digging because unfortunately the truth is hidden and suppressed. We don't have the Pfizer budget like Fox News does so that Hannity can come out here and push the bioweapon shots on you like he has done so well. Sarah Lautzis says, if my son is transfused with vaccinated blood, will he then be technically vaccinated at the risk of vaccine side effects?
Well, let me tease out two things here. We've got to stop using the word vaccine and vaccinated.
Please, thank you. Yes, I appreciate that.
Please, everybody, you're perpetuating the false narratives and the legal protection that these companies should not be enjoying.
That's right.
But to say that they're inoculated the same way seems like a stretch to me. However, I will say this. I've explained on Stu's show and my own show a number of times now how the Novavax shot is made. They take the mRNA, they put it into a moth. The moth generates billions of spikes. They extract the spikes, put them on a graphene sheet in adjuvant and inject you with those spikes. So if you take the blood of an injected individual and they've got billions of spikes circulating, you're probably mechanically going to get those toxic spikes. You are going to be infected or take in those damaging synthetic spikes. Whether or not your body reacts to them differently than when you're injected and your body makes them, I don't know. That's way deep science that we don't know yet. But I think it's worth worrying about. And as I've said before, for blood transfusions, the best you can do is either make an autologous self-donation that is preserved in a blood bank that can save it up to a year, or make, you know, connections with family or friends that have the same blood type and be each other's emergency blood donor in an emergency.
Yeah. Chris with a K says, it looks like the kids in the United States getting hepatitis are under the age who got the COVID shot. Any updates on what's causing hepatitis for them?
Yeah, that was an initial finding statement that was made. But actually, since then, there are several hundred children up into the teens, and even some adults that have had this, that have had the shots. Teens, younger children have had the shots and are developing this never before seen hepatitis. There is no A through E, the known hepatitis classes. So it is unknown. They're still in an active investigation. And secondly, I would take everything that the CDC says with a grain of salt. They're probably hiding a lot of information, and it wouldn't be, you know, surprised if they said to you, hey, oh, none of them were jabbed because they were under five. There are many, many more hepatitis victims with this new strange hepatitis on the liver transplant list that probably got the jab. They're not going to tell you that right away.
Yeah. The CDC is also throttling numbers in the vaccine adverse events reporting system. They're liars and they want you dead, period. The CDC wants you dead. Prove me wrong. Adam Z says, is the percentage of cadavers with white blood clots still on the rise, or has it plateaued? How is there not more embalmers coming out? I feel the world needs a lot more proof so that it can go mainstream. It's never going to go mainstream. It's never going to go, Adam, it's never going to go mainstream. The people that are in the mainstream are paid by the people who are profiting off of pushing the injections that are poisoning people and causing the clots that you are asking about. So it's never going to go mainstream, for the same reason that 2,000 mules will not be on Tucker Carlson's show or on Newsmax. These people are freaking liars and they want you dead. Dr. Jane.
Well said, Stu. I will say, for the first two questions about the percentage, you must watch my show. It's a perfect segue following Stu Peter's show today, because that's exactly what we talk about. And you're going to be shocked at what Mr. Hirschman tells you. And, you know, in terms of the percentages and what's happening, it's stunning. It's, I'll give you a hint, it's getting worse. And why aren't other embalmers coming forward? I asked him that question. He's got a great explanation. And believe me, the key question is, are there a lot of embalmers that are seeing this with him? And the answer is yes, but wait till you hear what he said about them. So stay tuned.
Ask Dr. Jane, brought to you by MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com/Stu, that's STEW, and then double up by using the promo code Stu. You're going to get buy one, get one on all kinds of different things, plus the Dr. Jane Ruby Show with that interview with Mr. Hirschman coming up following this show, the Stu Peters Network on Rumble, also at Rumble.com. And by the way, the CDC, this is a government entity, right? This is taxpayer funded. Why are you still paying taxes? Why are you still paying taxes? More on that right now.
Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. Livefreenow.org today. Day.
Our next guest, Ananda, is a board-certified practitioner in acupuncture and oriental medicine. Until recently, Ananda was running her own acupuncture clinic, but she was finally forced to shut it down thanks to severe medical problems. Ananda believes that these medical problems are the product of these deadly COVID shots being falsely sold as safe and effective vaccines. This is interesting, though, because Ananda is a pure blood. She's not vaccinated. But thanks to her job, she's in close contact with the jabbed all the time. And Ananda believes that shedding is having a devastating, not to mention horrifying, impact on her health. She started to pass massive blood clots out of her body. Some of them, she says, are the size of her own fist. Imagine that. Some of them are bizarre in appearance, too, looking like they have reptilian tails or tentacles attached to them. Ananda has somehow survived all of this, and she wants to share her story with the world. So we're happy to have her here with us, and she joins us now. Ananda, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu, for having me.
So you're convinced that the medical problems that you're having right now are a direct result of this transmission, or shedding, as we call it, in relation to these shots that we refer to as bioweapons, because really they are.
Yes, without a doubt.
What makes you think that?
Well, initially when I first started looking into it and found the Pfizer clinical trial document, pages 67 through 69, it clearly states in there that transmission occurs through inhalation and skin contact. And the first 5 months of my patients getting vaccinated, I was not aware of this shedding, which is really transmission anomaly. And what happened was the more I researched into it, the more I realized this was exactly what was happening to me. And it got to the point where I would even have a freshly vaccinated person on my table and while treating them, start dropping massive clots.
Right away?
Yes, while treating them.
Okay, so you shut down your practice and now you're keeping away from, as much as you can, people who have been inoculated. Has that helped? Have you recovered from these shedding effects, or do you think that they're permanent?
I don't think anything's permanent because God, you know, can work wonders in healing. However, it is disheartening that I'm now 1 year later. It did take me, after I finally closed my clinic from having so many experiences with irregular menstrual cycles and everything, and then closed my clinic, it took me 4 months to stop bleeding. So I bled and for 120 days, and it's literally a miracle that I am still alive.
If you're going through this, there has to be thousands of other women or men dealing with the effects of this transmission or shedding. Do you think that they just don't realize it? Do you think that they're in denial about it? Or do you think that they're... I mean, what do you think is happening here? Why aren't more people coming forward and saying, hey, I'm experiencing this?
A lot of women do come forward, but unfortunately it's on the back channels because everything gets censored. And there's another huge problem that I see in this kind of spiritual community on YouTube and things like that. And everything that they're talking about with what they call these ascension symptoms are literally shedding symptoms. And it's a huge disservice. And as for everyone else, people, you know, all the time downplay women's cycles. And we know from the research that it targets women, number one, ovaries, uterus, reproductive system. So men aren't going to notice the effects as much. And I do want to say that whether people notice these effects or not, it is happening. It is happening. We know the research from the self-disseminating vaccinations. We know this is, you know, very planned in the patents. It is happening whether you believe in it or not, or whether you realize it or not. Everybody needs to pay more attention to any strange health symptoms, including nosebleeds, extreme fatigue, rashes. It manifests differently for everyone, and there is no uniform vaccine out there. So you don't know what you're around. You don't know what you're getting. And that will affect your symptoms as well.
So do you think that you mentioned that there's a different way that it manifests in everybody. And we've discussed, we've seen studies on these self-transmissible vaccines going all the way back to 2008. So I speculate that it's probably even before that. But there are articles where they're talking about it. They were excited about it in science magazines and everything else. This is great. We can develop herd immunity. People that are vaccine hesitant will automatically have this vaccine. We don't know if it's the spike protein that's being transmitted or what it is. But people could have different things. Now, the infertility thing, the targeting of the reproductive system in females, we think that we have a theory as to why that is. We think it's very intentional. But for the sake of time, and our audience knows what that is too, depopulation, to put it quite simply. Right. But if people are developing like weird rashes and they're presenting at the doctor with something that might look like an allergic reaction or a wart of some kind, or if they have a chronic cough or if they have chronic fatigue, they're constantly sleeping, they need to go to take a nap when they don't normally do that. They have a hangover type headache, which I have personally experienced being around vaccinated people. What are doctors saying? How are they reacting to this when patients, you know, present with these symptoms?
Well, my own doctor that I tried to inform, who's a functional medicine and medical doctor who is very into health, he flat out just said, I don't agree with you and never wanted to discuss it again. You know, he's vaccinated, his whole clinic's vaccinated. They don't want to hear it. But you have to wonder about now, why did Biden want 70% of the population vaccinated? Well, in the Pfizer studies, you know, when they injected 70% of the mice, 95% died. So,
yeah. And I don't really know that this is Biden either, because I don't think he knows when he poops right. 70% of the time. It's just involuntary. Right. He does it on his own. But whoever's pulling the strings and writing his script, yes, absolutely. Yes. And that's the likes of, you know, Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, these people that are going to be voting away our sovereignty in Geneva in just, what, a few days from now. And the world doesn't know about that story either. So the world needs to hear experiences like yours. And we, you know, that's why we're here. We give a bullhorn to regular people who are experiencing these things, while the criminally complicit killer media will try to hide all of this, because over 70% of their budget comes from the likes of Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, these big pharma psychopaths that are carrying out the plan.
Right.
What I got about 30 seconds left here. I want to just give you the final words if you want to address any of the people that are out here dealing with this stuff.
Yeah, for all the women having unusual cycles, please document it, photograph it. Also, regular human beings can't conceive of the level of evil that we are dealing with. And just because you can't conceive of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There's a reason why the Ashkenazi Jew genetic line has zero infection rate. You know, there's a reason why the Khazars and everyone have been trying to take down humanity for thousands of years. This is biblical. There's a reason why in Genesis, it said that man sinned against the birds and the beasts, and that's because of genetic miscegenation. I mean, this is so much bigger on every level, spiritual, physical, moral, and it's because we've lost the physical, moral fabric, the spiritual fabric of our, you know, reality. And we need to get back to these hard truths and know that God, you know, God will forgive us, but we need to come out and realize what's happening so that we can move forward and helping each other heal from this.
Wow. Gosh, you know, you make me wish I had a 45-minute segment. Some of the stuff that you said there at the end about genetics and who's immune to this stuff. This is something that we absolutely need to talk about. So Ananda, hopefully we can have you back just to speak on that. In and of itself, because there's a lot of evidence to support everything that you just said. They're going to target specific people with this. And if you don't believe that this is a demonic attack, all you have to do is take a look at the manifestation of demons on the streets in New York and all over the country as Roe v. Wade is now prepared to, that stain will be removed from this country. Look at the way that these people are behaving on the steps of churches. Look at how these people are outwardly fighting for a so-called right to kill unborn, alive, pre-birth children, babies. There is a demonic attack on this country. Shield yourself from it. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. None of this is a question for me. I say with 100% certainty, I'm absolutely positive that these are satanic attacks sent directly from hell. They're spiritual. They're demonic attacks. They're affecting people's businesses. They're tearing apart people's friendships. They're targeting churches physically as these attacks then manifest themselves. You can see them visibly in the streets, and they're escalating. Prepare yourself for those kinds of attacks as well as attacks on our supply and food chain. Go to GunsAmerica.com. It's America's most trusted online platform for buying and selling guns, prepping information, and everything else. 25 million people over there, very smart people, free to sign up. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Get newsletters on hunting as well, although be it maybe not as important as preparing yourself for the food shortages and supply chain issues, as well as protecting yourself in the streets, protecting your family, your little daughter, your sons like I have, your home, your property, your liberty. Go to GunsAmerica.com right now. The perfect gun is there for you. If you have guns, get more guns. If you have ammo, you're going to need a lot more ammo as well. Go to GunsAmerica.com. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you go to GunsAmerica.com.
You asked for it, so we delivered. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, exclusively for premium users on RedVoiceMedia.com. Propaganda busting, groundbreaking interviews, and real medical truth. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, for premium users at RedVoiceMedia.com.
This unfolding CPS story is a lot bigger than you might think. There are tens, even hundreds of thousands of cases, just like the one from the top of today's show, happening, open, active in this country right now, where CPS has unlawfully, illegally stripped parents of their rights to their kids. probably millions of these cases since the inception of this fraudulent criminal agency called CPS. Unequivocally, I tell you, with 100% certainty, Child Protective Services does not have the legal or lawful authority, does not have the jurisdiction to come into a home of unwilling parents and take their children from them and put them into the foster or adoption system. In how many of these cases were parents not arrested? In how many cases was the imminent threat of great bodily harm or death or poisoning or neglect absent or abuse? How many of these kids were then returned to the parents? Why weren't these kids given to the next of kin or to an immediate family member? I challenge any elected representative, any government official, any representative from this fraudulent criminal agency called CPS, any lawyer, any law enforcement official to come on this program and prove me wrong. But you won't. But you won't, because you know. CPS does not have the legal authority to do this, and this is the hill that I will die on. Today's show and every Stu Peters show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez has been on vacation, but he is still the independent fiduciary that's going to take care of you. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Book your appointment to see this guy. He's a great God-fearing patriot, and he'll take care of you. Till tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Pray for my whole team. Some of them are sick. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save them.